road trip, how fired up are you at one black hole?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it. I understand it's a pretty neat environment, so it's always good when you're going into a good fan base. You know, that's what football is about. It's fun to see passionate and loyal fans, no matter if they're your team or not. But as a team, you know, going on the road brings you closer. You have to be a tight-knit group to go on the road and try and come away with a victory. So it's a good opportunity, and we're looking forward to it. No.
Do you have one that you would say was the best?
I'd have to go back and look and think through them all. But, no, watching the tape, I think there's still a lot of things that I can do better. It's the first game of the season, so still working through some things. But, obviously, I'm not going to stand up here and say that there weren't some successful things. I had a lot of fun out there, but there's still plenty of things to correct, definitely. Yeah, I think it was in that way. I think it was one of the better games. Just whether it was the extra point or knockdown or TFL fumble, those types of things. I think that's pretty neat when you can contribute in more ways than one. And I think that's the type of the game that's fun to play in. You know, whether it's Alfred blocking the punt, when you can score many different ways and you can have success many different ways, that's a lot of fun as a team. Because then you never know when the next points are coming from. Those guys are two great teammates. I was fortunate to play with them, fortunate to call them friends. Both very good guys, both very good teammates. Obviously, I've been in the room with Antonio for a few years since my rookie year, so I don't know if he brought the ninja mask out there or not, but I look forward to seeing him, and I'm sure you guys miss covering him. He's always good for a good line or two. I learned a good deal. You know, he's a very good guy. He taught me some things. He also just helped teach me the ropes a little bit about the NFL, you know, what it's like. The thing I learned from Antonio, my path was a little bit different than his. I was a first-round pick, and he went through a lot of adversity. He played in NFL Europe. He got cut many times, but he found a way to persevere through it all. And he had some great stories to tell about his past and about how he got to where he is. And even though my path was different, I still learned from it, and it's a great story. And so he was a really good guy that way. He's up there. He's most definitely up there. But he was one of the most loyal. He's a very, very loyal guy, and I really always appreciated that, and we still talk from time to time. I think any time a rookie quarterback is named a starter in the NFL, it shows that his coaches and his teammates have confidence in him. And for you to be able to earn their confidence and trust in such a short amount of time says a lot about you. So they have respect for him and they believe in him. So that says to me that he's done a great job preparing himself. He's done a great job going out to practice every day and executing, and he's done a great job watching film and researching, because it's not easy to play in this league.
Can you talk about Clowney being out for a while and what you expect when he's going in?
Right, I think the NFL is a next man up mentality. You have to be able to step in and fill your role, and I think Whitney's prepared to do that. Obviously, you never want a guy hurt, but when that situation arises, like it unfortunately does so many times in this league, you have to be prepared to step up and play, and we'll be prepared to do that. Right, I think it's extremely unfortunate. Obviously, domestic violence is something that should never be tolerated. So it's unfortunate. I know we have a zero tolerance policy, which is the way it should be. And but as far as everything else goes, we're getting ready for Oakland.
You've got to get MJD now for a while. Just how tough is he to stop?
He's a very good running back. You know, he keeps his leg driving. He's a powerful back. He's a good player. He can make things happen. He can get yards after contact. So he's tough to bring down, which is always fun when it's a challenge.